Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Hoffman's show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too, at the Team 980. Of course, we're your home this summer for Mystics basketball. You'll hear Megan McPeak, Christy Winter-Scott on the call all summer long on the simulcast of Monumental Sports Network's coverage. And we've been your home for WNBA draft coverage all week, not only our own breakdowns and analysis, but we have been very lucky, very fortunate to be joined by the college coaches of all three of the Mystics' first-round picks, concluding right now with the head coach of the women's basketball team at the University of Southern California, where, of course, Kiki Iriafen finished her career. It's Lindsay Gottlieb with us here on the Hoffman Show. Coach Gottlieb, thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Always excited to talk W and certainly our girl Kiki.
For sure. It seems like the Mystics got three incredible young women. Got a chance to meet them at the press conference the other day. Kiki, just such a bright, effervescent person. Can you tell us about the first time that you met her and how maybe not much you loved her all those years having to play against her at Stanford before you got her into your program, as lovely as she might be as a person?
Yeah, when I first knew of her, when I first knew her, are kind of two different things. But I remember before I went to the Cavs, I had seen, this young, gangly, talented player, and was like, who is that? You know, when she was playing, in club basketball in California, and then I went to the NBA, and she ended up at Stanford. And then fast forward a little bit, and I came back to USC, and I'm like, how are we going to guard this kid? And I would also watch her workout videos of the summer, and just kept seeing her improve and improve. So that was all before I actually knew her. And then when she went into the transfer portal, you nailed it. Beyond her talent, beyond what she can bring to the court, she is magnetic. She is brilliant. She is a terrific, bubbly personality. And I remember, once we got her coming into practice every day, kind of going, dang, I can't believe I only have her for 1 year. And I was like, oh, Lindsay, don't get spoiled. Don't get spoiled. This is better than no years. And that's just kind of how you feel about her, every time you're around her.
It also seems like, both in talking to her on Wednesday and hearing her answer everyone else's questions, but also, I mean, this is I don't want to say a weird thing, but like just a thing that caught my eye and caught my brain is the fashion choice she made on Monday night. Like, there's real depth to her as a person. For those that don't know, the gold dress she wore, designed by a Nigerian designer, of course, Kiki of Nigerian background as well. There's real, beyond the bubbliness, there's real depth to her. When did you maybe realize, or is there a story that you can tell us about when you realize just how much there is to Kiki Iriafen?
Oh yeah. I mean, that you can tell from the first conversation. When she first went in the transfer portal, I called, you know, right away when we were allowed to do so. And she texted me, she said, you know, hey coach, I'm going to class, you know, can I call you after? And she graduated from Stanford in 3 years with an engineering degree. I mean, think about that, right?
That's nuts.
At some point, it's nuts. It's insane. I think she knew at some point when maybe the, you know, she had this inkling that she might want to transfer. She was not going to leave there without a degree. And so I thought, planned ahead, graduated in 3 years, and then had an opportunity to do something else with the final year. So from the moment you talked to her, you knew decisions were being made around basketball, because she's a serious student of the game, and, you know, always wanted to be a pro, but also with depth of thought around, you know, many, many things. Her family is really important to her. Her Nigerian culture is really important to her. But yeah, there's a lot of layers to her personality. And that's something you tell from right away when you meet her.
Lindsay Gottlieb, the head coach at USC for their women's basketball program with us. Of course, the Mystics took Kiki Iriafen fourth overall on Monday night. Lindsay had Kiki for her final year in college. And I was really lucky on Monday, Lindsay, to have Christy Winter-Scott, who I know, I'm assuming you know, because she called some of the games out there this year. But she was with us all show on Monday, and we were talking about Kiki quite a bit because, you know, all the mock drafts had Kiki and Sonya coming to the Mystics with those third and fourth picks. And one thing that really impressed Christy was her knowledge of the game as a screener and the way she just moves around the court, finds spaces. Can you talk to us a little bit more about how, like, who she is as a player and how you were able to use her because of that basketball IQ, maybe in a way that's different than your average college power forward?
Yeah, I mean, I think Kiki was also really thoughtful in going to the portal. You know, I mentioned, first of all, that she wanted to get that Stanford degree. And then it was not just, you know, let me go anywhere. I think she was thoughtful about taking this year to try to help a team win a national championship, but also getting herself as ready as possible to be a pro. And I think that's not talked about enough. There's a lot to be said for comfort, especially when you're, you know, 20, 21 years old. But I think she got out of her comfort zone knowing that, you know, in one year you gotta do some different things. And so our system is a little bit more pro style. You know, we try to utilize our bigs, you know, and give them a lot of freedom to read screening angles. Am I rescreening? When am I rolling? When am I kind of touch and go? And in addition, we wanted to make sure that Kiki's perimeter skills were on display. So it gave her a lot of opportunity to kind of handle the ball and pick and pop and make decisions, and defensively let her go out there and guard 1 through 5, do a lot of switching, do different ball screen coverages. So she really was wanting to grow. Like, and say, put me in new spots, let me do new things. And that can be uncomfortable at times, but ultimately I think it made her a better player for us, but also made her, I think, more ready to step into camp. I mean, camp's still going to be an adjustment, and terminology may be different, but I don't think there's a thing that they're going to ask her to do that she is not familiar with now and is not capable of doing. I think she's really bright and also willing to take on a number of different roles on the court.
The basketball nerd in me wants to ask you a side question real quick, so I'm going to take the liberty to do that. You mentioned you spent some time with the Cavs in the NBA, and obviously you're a big fan of the WNBA as well. How have you seen, let's put the time frame last decade or so, how have you seen the pro game influence the college game schematically? I know back, you know, even a little farther than that, Gino went to a lot of NBA practices at the, and that was something that he implemented at UConn. There's other coaches that have certainly done it as well. But have you felt like, as the popularity of the W has grown and more resources are also thrown into the women's game, that you've seen an influx of higher level tactics at the college level?
Yeah, I mean, the thing I've seen over the last 7-8 years is just more synergy between the college game and the pro game and between men and women. So, for example, I watch a ton of Aces because Becky Hammond, I think, like, it's interesting for me to see what she uses from her time in the NBA and what she doesn't. You know, for me coming from the NBA, there's some stuff that I was like, oh my gosh, I'm definitely going to do this, and other stuff that just doesn't work in college, right? Or doesn't exactly translate. And so, yeah, I mean, I think there's a number of different trends. In some ways, like, the NBA doesn't really use the traditional back to the basket post player very much.
Right.
And the W still has, because you still had your Griners and your Sylvia Fowles and your, you know, your really big players. But even now the W, I think, is getting a little bit more away from that and trying to create more space. So for me, Yeah, I've tried really to model a lot of the things we do off of the W and some off the NBA. First, because I like it. I think it's, you know, a fun brand of basketball, but also because our players want to be pros. And so if I was running a very systemic pattern that our players only get good at that, it's going to be harder for them to transition to the pros. And so, yeah, we try to incorporate, you know, kind of as much as we can that feels more pro style. I think it's faster. Interestingly, not to go run on too long here in our basketball nerdery, but I think women's college basketball is trying to mimic the pros, maybe even more. You know, I had one basketball writer, you know, to call me last year and tell me, in talking to a lot of GMs, they in the NBA that they really enjoyed watching our team. Obviously, Juju, you know, is I think anyone enjoys watching her, but more so we're trying to play faster, that where there's a lot of college men's basketball where there's a lot of control and coaches trying to slow things down, and we're, you know, we're more trying to just let them go and make reads. I thought that was an interesting point.
No, I that's certainly my viewing experience. Whatever level I'm at, certainly not your level, certainly not the NBA GM level, but as someone who watches a lot of hoop, I find the women's game on the college level far more entertaining for that exact reason. And I'm like, can we please just at least change the shot clock in the men's game and give it a chance, make them go a little bit faster? But the control in the men's game is it's not great. It's not great.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Lindsey Gottlieb's with us here on the Hoffman Show for another minute or two. I got two more questions for you, Lindsey. First, the question, if you will, about Kiki translating to the league is on the defensive side. Everyone's got so much confidence in her offensive skill set. You know, playing defense in the WNBA is hard as can be for any rookie. So this is not necessarily just a Kiki thing, but how do you think she'll be able to learn and translate and get up to speed on the defensive end for the Mystics starting this summer?
I think she's going to do just fine. I think her IQ is high. Her want to, her will is high. Her athleticism is off the charts. Like you said, you know, for any player, it's now all of a sudden you're guarding a pro on every single possession. You know, it's not somebody, you know, in college maybe that you just have a natural ability advantage over all the time. So that will be an adjustment. But there's no doubt in my mind she can guard her position. She could probably guard other positions, switchable. She'll continue to learn, well, which I think is great. But as far as rookies go, I think her physical capacity and her mental capacity are going to be in the top, you know, 1% of readiness there.
And yeah, if she can learn engineering at Stanford, I feel like she can learn defense at WNBA. If she can clearly learn anything.
Yeah, you know what? People sometimes are surprised. Like, pick and roll defenses come harder to some people than engineering. But, you know, Kiki's someone who I think has the basketball smarts and the book smarts. So it's a pretty good package. And like you mentioned, I think Mystics fans, I know there's a lot of change, right? For the Mystics, you know, I've known Jamila for a long time. She's awesome. Got some Ivy League, you know, blood there flowing through, you know, your coaching staff, which is great. There's a lot of change, but for certain, I think Kiki is someone that the community will love, that teammates will love that the coaching staff in the front office. I mean, she's just a high value investment if you're investing in a young player, because I think her upside is huge. And I can't wait to come to DC this summer. I'll probably take my kids, do some monuments, and do a Mystics game. And I'm really excited for her, and I'm excited for the organization.
Yeah, no, I'm very excited for what they've done, and we hope to see you when you're in D.C. Okay, well, now we've added one more question. If you've known Jamila a long time, and then I'll get to the final one on Kiki, what was your reaction when she took the GM job? Because that's a name for a lot of us that kind of came out of nowhere. But if you've known her, she's obviously, I mean, getting to know her a little bit, she's brilliant.
Yeah.
So what was your reaction to her getting that job here in D.C.?
Yeah, you know, it's not like I text her every day or talk to her every day. So I had no idea she was taking the job. It's not like I had some insider information, but, you know, going back to that word, I use synergy, like the fact that the NBA and the WNBA now just, there's more, I think that's just good for basketball. Like one time I had a conversation with Adam Silver before there were women in the league. And he's like, if we're not considering women, then we're not considering 50% of the talent pool. Right. And so similarly, I would say, now when Mystics ownership is going to look for a GM, like, of course you want to consider people who've been in the NBA, male or female, right? And you just got to find the right person. So I was super excited when I saw it. We have a mutual friend. So Charmin Smith, who's the head coach at Cal, was my assistant for a long time, played with Jamila at Stanford. So I've just kind of known her over the years in that capacity. I too think she's brilliant. I'm glad she's in the W now. I think she'll bring a unique approach. I also knew when I was in the NBA, she worked with our guys, right, in the rookie orientation program. So we had a lot of conversation at that time, and I think she's just someone who is going to be really good and kind of a neat person for Kiki to be around as she develops as a pro and as a young businesswoman too.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Last thing for Lindsay Gottlieb, the head coach at the University of Southern California, where, of course, she had Kiki Aryafin this year. Coach, the last two games of your season were obviously incredibly hard after Juju's injury, but we also saw incredible production from Kiki. And, first of all, I have to commend you on not just the grace, but the humanity you handled that situation with. It was really, really commendable and really admirable, I thought, from the outside. But as you're talking to Kiki in those moments, specifically, and knowing that, okay, now when we get on the court, this is going to run through you. You're our star now. And to see how she responded, what were those conversations like? Did it surprise you? I'm guessing not. But what were those conversations like to see how she responded and how did you interact with her in those moments?
Yeah, didn't surprise me at all. And part of that is, and we didn't talk about this earlier in the conversation, I think is really significant in terms of Kiki's growth. She came here knowing we had Juju, right? Like that's a little bit, I think that speaks to what a good pro she's going to be. Like we talked to her about, you're going to be playing in the W with guards, with guards that are pros, with guards that are creative, go off script sometimes. And that's going to be good growth for you too. And I was so impressed. Like there's this new documentary that's going to be coming out on ESPN that features her and a couple other people. And I was watching her rough cut and really got emotional. There's a moment when we beat UConn at UConn, and there's this really cool moment between Kiki and Juju where she puts her arm around her and Kiki says, I'm so proud of you, Juju. And I'm just here to, to make your life easier and do this together. I'm just like, what other superstar has the ability to really do that, in real time? So this, when Juju went down, it was devastating for all of us. It was not the first conversation I've had with Kiki about, her role and the ability to step into what's ever needed. And so at that point, sure enough, was, yep, everything's going to go through you. And I knew she could handle it. That doesn't mean you have to score 36, which she did in one game, right?
Right.
It might also be facilitating. It might also be drawing a crowd and kicking it. But I think, you kind of saw the trajectory of the whole year, right? Like there were superstar, performances, but there also just was the steady, I'm going to be here every night doing my job. And I've told her, like, we were good the year before, but she rose us to another stratosphere, and made us true national championship contenders. And it didn't end that way. Obviously no one would have chosen that injury, but I also think you got to see kind of fully what Kiki was capable of. And she's just going to be a terrific pro. She really is.
We can't wait to see it here in D.C. And Lindsay, hopefully we'll see you this summer. We're at Mystics Games ourselves quite a bit, so have fun with the kids on the vacation, and then we'll see you down at what they're calling Care First Arena now.
Okay, sounds great. Nice to talk to you.
You as well. Thanks so much. Lindsay Gottlieb with us here on the Hoffman Show. Head coach, USC Women's Basketball. We'll wrap up the hour before we We're going to embark on an adventure at 5 o'clock. We're going to welcome in our friend Zach Harper from The Athletic, just brilliant basketball writer, podcaster, et cetera. And we're going to fix the NBA draft lottery because it's fundamentally broken. I don't know that we're going to fix it before the Wizards are in it in next month, but we're going to fix it in the long term. But we'll wrap up the hour next here on the Team 980.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.